Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It, especially as Tom Brady kind of comes in there now and helps set a new culture.
Right.
You know, so they need a new energy. They need a new that'll be the word that gets thrown around around Pete Carroll a ton is this culture he's bringing, this winning and energy. It's the problem is you're in a freaking division that's got Denver with maybe one of the best defenses we've ever seen, Sean Payton, one of the best offensive guys. And, oh, by the way, they're finding ways to win with Knicks, with Bo Knicks. Denver, you've got KC there, and then you've got Harbaugh with the Chargers. So the problem is the division you're in.
Yeah.
It won't matter how much energy Pete Carroll brings to the table, how above average he's got Geno Smith playing in, because, unfortunately, you are in a really tough division. And that Denver team, dude, folks are sleeping on Denver. How good they could be this year. If Knicks is the real deal, and what I believe more in is Sean Payton getting something out of guys and getting the best out of him than I do Knicks is some star that can prove he can do it again. I believe in Sean Payton getting that out of him again. Dude, they're saying that defense and that offensive line, you know, they could be giving KC problems in that division. Mm-hmm. That's how good Denver's defense is expected to be this year. Excited to see how the AFC West plays out. I expect my guy John Martin to be on the bottom of it. With those Raiders. We'll see how it works out, though. He'll get his shot to shoot back at me tomorrow. Hopefully we have him back. We'll talk a little NFL. We'll get back to some NBA. We'll get to Respect Burgers like we typically do around 1 o'clock on Mondays. Got two for a couple of local products, Major League Baseball All-Stars. We will get to that and much more on the other side. Jeff Calkins, 125. You are listening to Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Yep. Tigers news. Going to be playing Baylor. How about that? The school announces they have added Baylor to the men's basketball schedule. I see Jason Munn's already got a story up over at commercialappeal.com. The school made the announcement just this hour, here 7 minutes ago, and points out just the ninth time in history and the first time on a college campus in nearly 50 years, Memphis and Baylor's men's basketball teams are set to meet. Tigers and Bears have agreed to a four-year home-and-home series beginning this December. 4 years jumps out at you. And they will tip off the series here. We said Memphis needed marquee home opponents. And here they get one. On December 6th at FedEx Forum with a nationally televised contest on CBS and streaming on Paramount+. That's a 3:30, going to be a 3:30 p.m. tip-off. Again, on December 6th. Fantastic that series is starting here. Particularly when you've got the big ones for you last year in terms of most attended were Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Both of those games are on the road this year, so you needed something on this home schedule. We had talked about it in terms of marquee opponents. You got UNLV, you got San Francisco. You just really lacked, again, the non-conference portion of the home schedule, a marquee team. And here you are, Baylor, that a few years ago was hoisting a national championship and has made, what, 7-8 straight NCAA tournaments. Respect Burgers Scott Drew for giving Memphis this one in this case. Memphis had said, I think it was Hitman Hoops I had seen over the break, say Memphis still had a game to announce with a Power 4 opponent, and you were hoping it was as high-quality opponent as possible. You've added Louisville to the schedule as well, but remember, that series starts there. So we're talking about needing quality, marquee, non-conference opponents here at home. You get one in Baylor and Scott Drew, a man who at one point was a friend to this city when he was trying to recruit Tyler Harris out of here and get him out of Memphis and get him down to Baylor, would come on Memphis radio shows and everything else. Going to be playing Penny Hardaway, understanding that, you know, Penny certainly has a great need for a game, for a team to play a program of the caliber of Baylor, but then agreeing to do it to come here first. Oh, man, you got to give Scott Drew the respect burger, certainly, for allowing Penny to schedule this one and set it up at home first, because Memphis really needed this one. Memphis leads the all-time series 6-2. They've only faced, once in the past 35 years, a 2014 neutral site game opposite Las Vegas. Last time Baylor visited Memphis was 1976, nearly 49 years ago. So it's been a while. Again, we mentioned that Tigers lead the series 6-2. So great game. Probably a good way to start Respect Burger. Scott Drew, you get one. Typically at this time on Mondays, I pull out my big green egg like we were doing around the 4th. I put a little, I pat out those burgers like I used to do back at the Memphis Country Club. And I season these a little bit differently. Season these with respect in a world full of disrespect. Let's do Respect Burger. All right, we said it. First one's thank you to Scott Drew. In this case, an impromptu one. I'm cooking it fast. I hope he likes some red. We'll get it on off into him for playing Penny Hardaway and deciding to do it here first. We mentioned it, 4 years. That's the other great part of that deal, it looks like, in terms of between Memphis and Baylor here. And so great deal for Memphis, Scott Drew. Again, you get the respect where Penny Hardaway's got to put together the toughest non-conference schedule he can. And that's pretty much every year. That's the charge when you are the University of Memphis coach and you reside in the AAC, a bad basketball league that lacks quality, you know, opportunities. And so that's why you have to put together a schedule like this, a schedule that last year amounted to being the fourth toughest in the country. And again, resembled, you saw the other teams that are top four, top five with Memphis in that analytic over at KenPom. They're SWAC teams, teams that have to go play bye games or get paid to go play huge opponents. That's Memphis having to do it because it plays in such a bad league. And so, again, Penny, Scott Drew, all parties involved, respect burgers. All right, moving on and over to Major League Baseball. We've touched on this but haven't given them their proper due yet. Respect burgers to Brent Rooker and Hunter Goodman. Both Memphis area products. Obviously, Brent Rooker, a DH with the Athletics. Hunter Goodman, catcher with the Rockies. Rockies having a tough season, but Hunter Goodman has been one of the bright spots. University of Memphis product, a Arlington High product. We mentioned Brent Rooker all the time. Friend of the show, has been on a couple of times. Out of ECS and Mississippi State, was an absolute stud at both of them. Brent Rooker, it's his second All-Star appearance in 3 seasons after, yes, getting snubbed last year. He absolutely got snubbed. And the great thing about Brent Rooker, and I don't know if we can maybe, I don't know, Brad, you weren't expecting it, so I'm popping on you. We won't need to go find the audio, mm-hmm. but I listened to this interview he did. This year he's got 18 home runs, 48 RBI. And he talked about being named an All-Star, and I went ahead and wrote it down because it struck me. We talked to him, I want to say 2 years ago, when he'd been named an All-Star for the first time. And if you know Brent Rooker's story, you know he took the circuitous route mm-hmm. To Major League Baseball in terms of his stardom. Looked like for a while he might not ever break through for a while there. And he gets this chance with the A's, and really it's a last chance. I think he'd been in the Kansas City organization, but maybe it was the Twins, mm-hmm. I think it was. Gets this chance with the A's, and he breaks out. And he makes the All-Star game. He said he's looking forward to getting back. He was there in 23. The kind of reality of who I was at the time, I didn't really think there was a chance I was ever going to get back. I thought it was once in a lifetime, once in a career type thing. So to be able to go back for a second time is pretty cool. Wow. Even Brent Rooker thought it was a little bit of a fluke mm-hmm. that he got it 2 years ago. Now, not last year. Last year, he snubbed. Last year, he should have made. I think he won the Silver Slugger Award. As a matter of fact, by the end of the season, even more evidence that he should have made it was a snub last year. But his point was, you know, his career is so unique in terms of, you know, for a while there, it looked like he might be toiling in the minors, mm-hmm. and we've had him on, and it was a question of, okay, how much longer am I going to do this? You know, those questions start to sort of seep in, and then, you know, it takes off for him as an All-Star. But you think, okay, well, this is just a special season for me. You know, yeah, I was a long shot just to make the league. Even longer now to have a consistent enough career where I can get multiple All-Star appearances. And he even talked about, you know, wanting to get this picture he's got of him hitting a homer off Shohei signed. Wow. Because probably never make it back to an All-Star game. It's my one chance to see Shohei Ohtani. Had mentioned in the interview, too, not getting it signed. And maybe now that you're like a regular, you know, and maybe you don't want to. He kind of joked and said, yeah, you know, I'll probably still go ask him again the second time around. But, dude, it speaks to his consistency. It speaks to the work that he's put in, that he's been able to do this now pretty much for three straight seasons. He ended up, and he's doing this now off of a contract extension, got a five-year, $60 million deal. And so to be able to back it up the way he has, remember this team is relocating to, what, Las Vegas? Mm-hmm. The Oakland A's, and he frankly is their face right now. So shout out to Brent Rooker again, becoming an All-Star for second time in 3rd years. It really should be three straight, but something – you know, a baseball career that at one point looked like it would never materialize has not just come together, but he's absolutely taken off. And then Hunter Goodman, 5 years younger than Brent Rooker, who's 30 years old, is making his first All-Star appearance. And this year, for the first time in his career, Colorado's got him playing catcher full-time. And so as a result of that, he's sort of been able to focus. And what it's amounted to is a 16 home run, 50 RBI, and was tied with Jordan Beck for the team lead in doubles with 18 as of yesterday, going into yesterday's game. So Hunter Goodman, the University of Memphis product, came out of Arlington High, was a fourth-round draft pick of the Rockies in 2021. Looks like he's going as the second catcher for the National League. Again, off of a Colorado Rockies team that's basically been a, you know, it's been a punchline, it's been a punching bag, certainly for Major League Baseball this year, but not Hunter Goodman. There's been nothing that you've had to respect him, and certainly that bat. 86 hits, leading the all NL catchers in hits, home runs 16, we mentioned, total bases 158, and RBI 50. So he's really hitting the ball well. Again, grew up in Arlington, went to Arlington High School before he went over to Memphis. He was there from 19 to 21, a guy that came through COVID, all the situation there at Memphis and everything else, and is now having a successful career with the Colorado Rockies and doing it full-time as a catcher. So shout out to both of those Memphis products. I think Jeff Calkins was on to something this morning. We talked about, and apparently this goes way back to, you know, that this has been discussed before. I'm not sure when exactly it happened, but, you know, when you call this baseball town or basketball town, mm-hmm. but however you want to call it, what we don't produce now is as many basketball, professional basketball guys as we do professional baseball players. There's just
true,
or certainly not as high ceiling of ones, because you don't have the Penny Hardaways, even the Thaddeus Youngs. Mm-hmm. As Thaddeus has done 17 seasons, but he looks like for the most part his NBA career's over. Penny's done. You don't have that level right. of guy. And Thaddeus wasn't an All-Star over those 17 years. You don't have that kind of guy born in.
Right.
You know, yeah, I would say Thaddeus. No, he wasn't one that's born here, but one that went to high school here.
Yeah.
Do you count Mark?
Mark Gasol?
Qualifies as went to high school here, but do we count him? It was the Spanish Pro League.
He came here because
League
of his brother. That, you know, he grew up here. He would consider himself a Memphian, but he lives in Spain now. Like, he didn't root back in here, and I'm not disrespecting Mark. It's just, you know, he was from Spain.
He's a unique case because he fits the you played high school ball in Memphis yeah. criteria. Because technically Thad, I don't think, was born in Memphis,
okay.
but he grew up here in Memphis, so we count him. I think Mark technically fits the criteria because
so.
He played at Lausanne. But what I would tell you is it was the Spanish Pro Leagues after he went back to Spain that made him
right.
the pro prospect that he was.
Yep.
He did listen to 3-6, though, growing up while he was at Lausanne. He talks about riding through the Memphis streets as a Memphis high schooler.
Who was it he played in the tournament against in Tennessee? It was Brandon that beat that Lausanne team. It was another kid, but he played in the state finals there for Lausanne.
You're talking about
who was the other big out of Central Tennessee, out of Nashville?
Brentwood Academy. You're
yeah.
talking about the long-armed Brandon
big
Wright?
Center, Brandon Wright. That's who I was thinking
I
of.
Didn't think they were in the same. I thought Brandon was like playing Michael Orr.
I thought they were in
I
the
thought
same
they was
division.
Okay, maybe they were. Maybe I'm mistaken.
But, I mean, he did play for Lausanne. He grew up here. He did go back to Spain to become good, I guess, and then got drafted.
I guess you got to count. I mean, if you played
not?
High school ball here, if that's the case, then, yeah, there's your.
But I think the answer to the question is yes, we produce more high-level
baseball
players
town.
Now than basketball.
Well, the other is you have Austin Riley, who's got a chance at some point in, you know, whether all-star or MVP level candidate at some point. Austin Riley's a guy for the Braves that's along these same lines.
Yep.
I mean, that's three right there, you know, all-star level guys from Memphis. My guy Drew Pomeranz was working on a 0.000 ERA, and this is supposed to be the tail end of his career. Now you guys got to him in that second game. I think you might have even I think a couple of those runs that y'all got that we got off. It ended up being guys that Pomeranz had put on, but he'd been spectacular up to this.
It was the first time he's given up.
He could have been a bullpen guy, All Star, possibly. If he hadn't given up those runs, we'll see. The Cubs have got Keller, I think, has had a year. So I don't know that we'll have any more. I don't think we'll have any more Memphians. That's all done, right? Yeah. Is the pitching staff all the way announced?
Yeah, I think
I know we've got the. I know we've got the lineups and the hitters. Okay. Just making sure we have all of our Memphis area guys there. But shout out to those guys. We're definitely producing more baseball players, all-star level baseball players, than we are basketball at this point. All right, last one before we get to Jeff Calkins, and it's a guy that Jeff Calkins just wrote about. You can read about him over at the Daily Memphian. But Shane Young is moving on after a long time as the executive director of Memphis Inner City Rugby. And if you're not familiar with Memphis Inner City Rugby, you should be, because it serves more than 350 kids across 13 schools, has 8 full-time employees. This has been grown from nothing. And Shane was a big part of the reason why. 35 part-time employees to go with the 8 full-time, a ton of volunteers. And what it's done is created scholarship opportunities for the youth. Rugby here in Memphis, something that, as Calkins points out in his column again over at DailyMemphian.com, you know, was foreign to us at one point. As you know, you might say anything is to anybody. You know, rugby here in Memphis producing, you know, guys that are going to college, accepting scholarship, not just guys but girls as well, absolutely been huge here. And Shane Young was one of the visionaries that helped put this together after coming here as a Teach for America product. Said, you know what, maybe we can get some folks some opportunities, some youth some opportunities in rugby. And he's had a ton of people and organizations step up behind him, behind Memphis Inner City Rugby as well. And so to make this all you know, a reality now, and in the coming weeks they're going to break ground on a new facility on the grounds of what used to be Vance Middle School. It's long been his dream to get a facility over there, and they've got now got the, you know, got the funds to do so. So it's been a great deal. They've continued to grow it. He's moving on, moving back to Florida, I think, to get a little bit closer to the family. But the organization appears to be in great hands. And Shane Young, we just salute you. Friend of the show for a long time. And as we said, should read the column over at DailyMemphian.com about Shane Young moving on, what he did. Last one real quick. I know I said that was the last one I lied before we get to Jeff. Do you ever see the movie Splash?
Oh yeah, back Daryl in the day.
Daryl Hannah.
She's like a she's got a fin, right?
And Tom Hanks.
Doesn't she have a fin? What is she? She turns into a fish.
So I couldn't do this segment with John right now because he would have no idea what I'm talking about. But you just give me so much joy because you're exactly right. She was a mermaid.
A mermaid,
remember
that's
how gorgeous and pretty Daryl Hannah
do
was.
I remember her, yes.
And remember who the love interest was? Tom
Hanks.
Yeah. I want to tell you, like, was John Candy in that too? May or may not
seems
be. I'm reaching, but I think John Candy.
Maybe
I know Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah was.
Yeah.
I saw over the weekend the 2025 version.
John Candy was in it, yes.
I'm usually right about those.
When you make a guest prediction.
Those 80s movies, early 90s, I'm amazing. Like a steel trap.
Unbelievable.
I can't remember anything from yesterday, but you pull me
some
80s
stuff. You got it.
I've seen the 2025 version of Daryl Hannah in that movie that you remember. Her name is Ocean Ramsey.
Ocean Ramsey. And what is she in?
Ocean Ramsey is a
conservationist and model.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's the current day sort of.
Brad's looking at pictures of her now.
Wow.
She's a social media sensation.
Beautiful lady.
But she's a conservationist who has done some things with sharks. She has touched them as they charge her. Great whites, sharks, tiger sharks. Sharks that you would say look like Jaws, I'm getting out of the water.
Yeah.
She goes in like Daryl Hannah the mermaid and swims with them. Actually, she touches their fin and will literally let them guide her through the water. Some people are saying what Penny just said. Don't do that.
No.
let the sharks be.
Leave them alone.
What she would tell you is that 100 million sharks are killed each year in the world, and that as a conservationist, her showing that they're not monsters who will just tear any human thing up that comes across. Now, we know about plenty of shark attacks on beaches. You see them every year, summertime, whatever else. Sometimes we've seen it.
Yeah.
But her point is this killing of 100 million per year is overboard. We do it because we think they're monsters. And here's her purpose. She gets in the water and swims with them and let her tell it speaks their language so they don't eat her. In doing so, she proves to you that they are not monsters and you will not want to kill them. Now, many have said, Brad, why do you have to do it with that swimsuit on?
She's smoking hot in these swimsuits.
Showing her booty a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, she's sticking her cleavage. No, she's got her cleavage out there.
I'm not sticking anything out or whatever.
No, it's right there for public consumption.
But what I'm saying is it's there, and many are saying, is it for show, for the pictures, whatever else?
It's a play for the other
viewer. Are you really a conservationist? Are you trying to build your model career?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go in a full body suit? You know what I'm saying? Why we got to see that?
Cleavage.
So I'm not coming down on either side there, but this woman, dude, I'm telling you, watch this Netflix special. It's brand new about Ocean Ramsay, the 2025 version of Daryl Hannah in Splash, the mermaid Daryl Hannah. Watch this thing. There is a shark that comes up from the bottoms. and you and I, we would be, if we were in a cage underneath the thing, we would be scared. This woman, this shark and this woman caught in the same picture. It went viral.
She's the shark whisperer.
Ocean Ramsay. Did not know about her. Respect burger to her.
Yeah.
What she's doing, I don't think it's so controversial. Actually, I'm looking at these sharks. I'm saying, why aren't you eating her?
Yeah. Because she's beautiful.
We may read in the, and not, God forbid it, but she says it.
She's going to have her hand
we
bitten
may
off
read
one day.
About her not just losing a digit or arm and being an amputee.
Her head.
Maybe her whole body.
Yeah.
Because the type of shark she's swimming with, Brad, jaws.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Jeff Calkins on the other side, see if he swims with any sharks. Listen, Jason John, 929 FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins, award-winning columnist for The Daily Memphian is the GOAT. Host the Jeff Calkins Show right here on 929 FM ESPN from 9 to 11 a.m. Should be listening to it every day, as I do, Monday through Friday. Read him at DailyMemphian.com. Follow him on X at Jeff_Calkins. He's got a great column up about a great Memphis man, but he will not be a Memphis man much longer. Doesn't sound like Jeff. I was always a fan of Shane Young, the longtime executive director of Memphis Inner City Rugby, and it sounds like from your column that the organization is still going to be in great hands as this great man moves on to the next chapter.
I mean, the inner city rugby story is crazy because here's a guy, Shane Young, moves to Memphis to do Teach for America. And as I said in the column, he picked Memphis and Teach for America. You get to you know, what five cities would you want to go to? Which one would you want to go to? And he picked all mountain cities that he wanted to go to. He thought that Memphis was, it's in Tennessee. He'd been to the Smokies. He'd been to Knoxville. He'd been to whatever. He said, yeah, I'm all mountain cities. And so he put Memphis down, and then only later does he discover it doesn't actually fit as a mountain city. But do you imagine he comes here as a 22-year-old teaching English as a second language, in Kingsburg. No, where was he? He was in Hickory Hill. And on top of it, he says, I'm going to start an inner city. Well, first I'm just going to start a rugby player at a school that you started at Parsons Academy at Kingsbury, actually, before it was the first one. He knew someone there, and so on top of like trying to teach elementary school kids English as a second language, he starts this rugby program. And then, of course, no other school played rugby. So then they had to start another team and another whatever, and then they started another one and another one. And now it became like an incredible program that has 350 people a year, 300 kids a year in it, that supplies not just rugby, but nutrition and mental health counseling and college counseling and academic counseling. And it's one of these programs that really has an impact. You know, we worried about what's going to happen with so many kids in Memphis growing up in Memphis without opportunity. and he just created it out of thin air. And he didn't know anyone in Memphis. He didn't know rich and powerful people in Memphis. He didn't have any connections. He just said, I want to do good. And so it's kind of an amazing program. And, yeah, it so happened that last week was his last week. But he has been the co-director for the last couple of years with a really impressive woman who had actually worked. She'd been a Teach for America, too. But then she went to Cal Berkeley to work on academic support for athletes at Cal Berkeley. And she said, how come these kids, who are a lot of them are pretty privileged, how come they get so much support? I want to bring the same level of support to Memphis inner city rugby and to the kids in Memphis. And so she's the new director. She's terrific. And it does feel like I've written too many columns recently about people who've done great things in Memphis and they're moving on, you know, but the good news is that when they're moving on and they're leaving, you know, the place better than they found it, that's everything you could possibly want. And that's what Shane Young has done.
Oh, absolutely love the column. And $5 million in scholarship money. You talk about how big the program's grown into. That's what you love, right? And opportunities that you never, we probably once as Memphians, if you had said it, you never get rugby out of Memphis and have kids accepting scholarships. And it's boys, it's girls. So it's been fantastic. And it's like that phrase. It's, you know, Shane was dreaming in this, you know, the whole dream crazier thing, doing this in Memphis. And you know, it growing to what it has is absolutely awesome. So I really loved the column. What have you thought of the Memphis Grizzlies here over the break? What they've done, more so from the roster standpoint, Jeff, than anything, any hot take or any opinion from Summer League. I'm not going to ask you, hey, figure this out for us, or should they sit Jalen Wells or any big decisions off one Summer League game. But in terms of going out and getting Jock Landale, who it looks like fits a certain type, right? When you're sending Jay Huff out and bringing in another big that doesn't play the way Jay Huff play, seemed to be sort of what we thought, huh? They're picking a certain type. Did you like the move?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're looking at a depth bench guy, it's only so important. But pretty clearly, you can make an argument who's a better player, Jay Huff or Jock Lansdale, but there's one that seems to be a better fit for Isolo and for what this team will become. You want a big who's going to be setting screens and rebounding, and that's not what Jay Huff was. And so it doesn't matter who's better in the abstract. It matters who's a better fit, and it feels like he's a better fit given the needs and with Zach particularly start of the season. I think if you're being honest with yourself, like I saw one sports book had the Grizzlies win total at 40.5.
Yeah.
And last year it was 46.5, I think.
Yep.
And so in this particular book, so if you're being honest with yourself, between the transition and then between the injuries that we know they'll start the year with, you can't say they're better. You know,
no.
They're not better. They're just not. If better means a fully healthy team last year versus a fully healthy team at the start, who's better? Last year, like they didn't get better, but they reset in order to ultimately be better, right? That's what they didn't get better, but the hope is that Coward comes in and he does what he does, and then Jalen Wells and Zach Edey and the Isolo system and a healthy John Jaren comes. But like, well, that's I think there is the prospect for them to ultimately be better. There was a ceiling they certainly felt, both because of the physical limitations of the small backcourt and also the salary cap limitations. There was a ceiling on what they could do, and they've tried to reset, and so they can, you know, hopefully raise the ceiling. And I fundamentally approve of their offseason, but it doesn't mean that they are better, you know, literally the team that they will field and, you know, that they will send out there and to tip off the season is going to be better than the team that they sent out, you know, last November to play.
If this is a new window, how much time does Zach Klein, has he earned, is the best way to, because I'm not trying to put Zach on a hot seat in front of you and saying, Jeff, tell us what, but because he clearly has done some good things. I mean, you've had a team, you know, be the 2 seed twice. At one point, you were the 2 seed last year before it all fell apart. Like, Zach Kleiman's done a good job in some areas. But if we all agree, this seems to be a new window that we're embarking on where you're trying to find new ways to win around Ja and Jaren. How long does he get?
Well, there's two questions there. One is how long does he get, and how long does he deserve to get, right? Like, those aren't always the same, right?
Sure.
So I think the reality is I don't have any sense. None of us know the mind of Robert Pera. I don't have any sense at all that there's any pressure on him from Robert Pera.
Yeah.
And I honestly think, you know, with this sort of new resetting, listen, if they collapse and they start the season 2-18, or, you know, they're 12 and, you know, 46 at some point, you look up, whatever, who knows what'll happen, you know, like, but I get the sense that this feels to me like a 2-year reset, right? Like they have reset, not in order to be number two in the West this year. You know, right now, if you would guarantee me that they will be in the play-in, I would take it.
You would take it, right.
You know?
Yeah. You'd have to. I mean, that's about as exciting as we can say right now. I mean, that's where all the books have them and where the win totals have them.
Yeah. So if you guaranteed me that they'd be, let's just say that they would be, the best play-in team, right, at the top of, I'd take that, a million times over. So I don't think I think they've reset to see, let's how good we can be. We'll be as good as we can be this year. And then we'll start to gather ourselves to make our runs again the next year. So this feels to me like a, 2-year reset. Is Zach Edey going to take a step? Is Jalen Wells going to continue to take a step? What's going to happen with Vince? Is this thing going to work? I don't think it's insignificant that they got Jaren re-signed.
Yep.
Like that's once upon a time. Now, of course, it was at a different time. Now it feels like everybody re-ups, right? So maybe it's not as much of an accomplishment. But this is a franchise that once upon a time we worried, would Mike Conley leave and celebrated when he didn't, and worried that Mark would leave and celebrated that he didn't. So I do think it's worth celebrating that Jaren believes in the franchise enough, despite what Stephen A. was saying, believes in the city and the franchise enough to sign a new deal here. And so, like, that's not insignificant that he's built enough of a franchise that Jaren wants to be a part of it. The Ja, apparently, despite what the national folks wanted to say, that Ja wants to be a part of it. So I think he's, whatever. Things can happen over the next 2 years that, can force decisions and changes. But I think fundamentally, my bet would be that this is a sort of a 2-year reset, and so he gets the next 2 years.
I'm feeling you on that. Like, it feels like a 2-year reset. Let's say this. If they finish, Jeff, with that high play in, and you're out of it. Could I convince you that missing the playoffs, and we kind of did, and you started this, I'm going back on something, you came off of it, but you started this, could I convince you that a draft where you might have Phoenix's lottery pick and your lottery pick might be a better way to go than that play-in? Because I'm with you. If I could lock in play-in right now, I would do it. But is there possibly a better route? I'm just asking in terms of the reality of it, getting two lottery picks out of this.
Well, I think the hope is...
Are we still in 2 years if we do that? Yeah.
I think the hope is that the better lottery pick will be the other
Phoenix's.
One.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got Phoenix's. You've got the worst of Washington and Phoenix. And so you hope... I mean, wouldn't that be great if that's a top five pick?
Huge.
And then if you've got the Grizzlies pick, no, I'll still say it would be better that they make the playoff. But if you're in the play-in and lose, then sure, you got another lottery pick. I think that's all part of the.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the reset, and some of this will be like, okay, like what does Cedric Howard look like at the end of this year? Does he look like a bust, or does he look like, man, they hit again?
Right.
Right. So there are different. Even if you end up winning 46 games or 45 games, and you're in that play-in, whatever. It can look, if it looks like they did that and Cedric Howard looks like he's going to be a star, that looks different than if you did it despite the fact that Cedric Howard looks like he's going to be a bust. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. So I just don't think the Zach Kleiman job security is a real issue now. In the same way that it's very clear, we might have been wondering, I wonder if Tomas Isolo is going to get this job internally. It wasn't actually, you know, like they knew what was going to happen. And I think the same thing is basically true of Zach. I think that Zach has the faith of management and gets, you know, 2 years to see this through. If it's a disaster after a year and a half, who knows? Will they make a change? But, you know, I think we're going to see how this group grows together.
And then the last thing I got for you, and it sounds like you're having a, I want to let you roll, but nice get. It looked like getting Baylor. I mean, you needed marquee opponents, and you particularly ones at, you know, FedEx Forum to start. Scott, I gave Scott Drew a respect burger. This is a win for Penny Hardaway, right? 4 year series with Baylor.
Terrific. Yeah. Absolutely terrific. Yeah, I mean, you'd like to be in the Big 12. Honestly, that's what you really like.
That's right.
But yes, there's no question. That's a you know, I mean, that's the thing. It's why Penny Hardaway, you know, despite what has happened to the program, both in terms of the way recruiting's changed, the way the scheduling has changed, all of that, the fact that Penny is able to still, whatever you throw at him, is still to be able to build around those circumstances.
Yep.
I think it's why he still remains as important as he does.
Yep. Jeff, appreciate you, brother, on this Monday.
Thanks
brother.
Yep. Yeah, sorry. Bye.
He is Jeff Calkins. I appreciate him joining us. Clearly, I can hear the children playing in the back, and I almost felt guilty there asking him one more there. But you have to ask him about this good get for Penny Hardaway. Like we mentioned, 4 year home-and-home series with Baylor that's going to start December 6th down at FedEx Forum. And the way I see it, it should be a fifth tournament a caliber opponent that you're facing. Remember, you have Purdue in the Bahamas. You have Louisville, you have Ole Miss, you have Mississippi State. And so four teams there, this one being a fifth. I think Baylor's made tournament, six, seven straight years, was just winning a championship, about 5 years ago, Scott was. And, yeah, this should be at least a fifth, I would think fifth opponent in your non-conference. Penny's getting it. I mean, he may not get it to top four where it was last year per KenPom. But I tell you what, I mean, Purdue's got a chance to be number one in the country. He's got two All-Americans back. You get a shot to play them. Remember, I mean, Maui ended up being a nice run where you got to face all of the top teams, got to face Auburn, and that helped bolster your schedule up to fourth toughest non-conference strength of schedule. I don't know you'd be top five, but looking to me like it'll be top 10, top 15-ish, top 20-ish, which is what it has to be when you were playing in the AAC. So that's the latest news. Memphis adding Baylor to the schedule. Appreciate Jeff weighing in on that, as well as what the Grizzlies are doing. Yeah, I can get it, and I know when I ask the question, some people probably think I'm trying to put Zach Kleiman on a hot seat. I'm not, but I do have a timer on him. And maybe I'm looking at Robert Pera when I say that. Like, right? Because at some point, when you've been the two seed for a couple of years in a row, and it looked like last year you were right back to contention, if you step away from that, and there is no getting quickly back to it, you say, okay, well, are we just spinning our wheels? So no, it's not a hot seat, but it has to be. If we talk about timelines for the Grizzlies and trying to win championships, well, then certainly Zach Kleiman, who, listen, yeah, some of the move ups, you know, have worked out for you, but Zaire did not in this case. You're hoping Cedric Coward does, but yeah, it's not just that. It's some of those transactions that haven't worked out for you. Particularly some of those trade transactions that haven't worked out for you that's helped set you back. Biggest thing about it is getting Ja Morant to play. Zach Kleiman could get that done. Makes you one hell of a GM. It certainly does. But, yeah, I would tell you, still pressure. Talk about pressure on NFL quarterbacks. There's pressure on Zach Kleiman. It can't be much longer than a two-year plan if we're going off what Jeff said. And I agree with that, where I'm feeling good or confident, you know, about his ability to get this thing over the hump. We got plenty more to do, including getting you ready for Jeffrey Wright and Company. You are listening to Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Before we get out of here, get you handed off to Jeffrey Wright and company. Detail about this new four-year Memphis-Baylor series that I'm reading from over at CommercialAppeal.com from the great Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer. It'll start here in Memphis, that four-year series, December 6th, first game at FedEx Forum. And then for two straight years, it will be at Baylor. And then it will go back to Memphis for the final matchup. So sort of a 1-2-1 series with the way that four games is going to go out, as opposed to the Memphis-Baylor way. Baylor's going to get the middle two. We discussed it at first, you know, that Louisville series, six-year series. We thought at first, okay, 3-3, oh, this sounds great. Ended up being you're going to play two, in Nashville, which is fine. But, yeah, had those details that didn't come out until later, and that's a detail of that Baylor and Memphis series. So I feel great about that. It's much needed for Penny Hardaway, particularly as it relates to the home schedule this year. And, yeah, you got that one for four, no neutral site games in that one, so we appreciate you, Scott Drew. As for the Grizzlies, they will be back in action tonight, an 8 p.m. game against the host Utah Jazz in the Salt Lake City Summer League. Going to get a chance to see Ace Bailey, the fifth pick in the draft, who is coming off of a lackluster performance and a win, yes, but it wasn't because of him. Over the 76ers in their first game. We talked about the Grizzlies. We said it, Jalen Wells, G.G. Jackson, both impressive as they needed to be 20 points apiece. Cam Spencer, Brad liked a lot, and I did too, particularly because of the shooting. 2 of 4 from three, like you want to see him do every time. Not particularly concerned with what he does on the ball because I can't imagine there's ever going to be a situation now that you got Ty Jerome along with Scottie Pippen Jr. and Ja Morant where you're going to need Cam Spencer on the ball. He did have 5 assists, 4 turnovers. His you know, what he's here to be is a dog for you, and that's doing a little bit of everything as a scorer now that you've got him on the standard contract and knocking down the shots. You know, as it relates to the rest of these guys tonight, maybe we'll see Jamai Meshack now that that's official. And what I figure is a battle between him and Zion Pullen for one of the two ways. You know, maybe they decide to let Pullen keep his and give Meshack the other. But Meshack, who I think last year at Tennessee shot 35%, you know, athletically, defensively, he's got everything you want. It's going to be whether or not he can prove he can be a consistent 3-and-D guy And I said it back to our man Scott, if he can shoot 38, 39, 40% from three, you can do that in the NBA consistently. Well, that's his way in. And so that's going to be the way he's got to earn a two-way, you imagine. Do we see G.G. Jackson and Jalen Wells tonight? If you want to shut Jalen Wells down to Las Vegas, which starts on Friday, the summer league out there, that's fine. I'm a guy who is fine with playing these young guys. Thought that G.G. Jackson's got a lot more to prove, just in terms of understanding there's levels to this. And while it might have felt like you arrived a couple of years ago, you know, everybody's got to earn their turn, and you've got to stay professional when you get it. So, you know, whether that's Jalen Wells or G.G. Jackson, I'd have them playing out there. Bacot, too. Opportunity, it feels like, to show the Grizzlies you can be a rebounding big and set screens.
Yeah, Bacot's got an opportunity.
But only had five rebounds in the 16 minutes, 9 points in that win over OKC. But opportunity for him. He's played for the G. He knows the organization. And, that's the one thing he could do at North Carolina was rebound. I don't know if he's going to be good enough in this to lock down that last last two-way spot. Maybe you look at the other teams in the league and decide you go there. Other thing, and the last thing we talked about when we came in here is, sorry, Cardinals.
Oh, how dare you?
No, really, I'm not going out of here like that. I'm going to keep the humility angle. You guys are. I'm gonna say this. Don't blow this at the trade deadline. Respect burger to the Cardinals, to Mazalak here in the handoff year. You're more competitive than the organization thought it was going to be, and you're doing it with mostly young guys. So don't mortgage parts of what looked like a very promising future with some of these young guys. Don't mortgage that for right now and a fake run. No, we're not. Cubs likely aren't either. We're not beating the Dodgers. We're not beating the Phillies. The Cardinals certainly aren't doing that either.
Yeah.
Keep build it right. Keep
well, they still might be sellers, actually. They still might be sellers at the deadline.
That's what I'm saying. Don't be buyers. Be sellers. Yeah. Build it the right way.
Like an Arenado.
May you let Arenado go. Hey, this closer you guys got, I think Helsley.
Yes,
I think a lot
Helsley.
Of teams would look at him and say, hey, that's we'll great. Give you something. Yeah. I would just say, keep building it the way you are.
They need young arms.
And in a couple of years, you guys be right there with it built the right
You're
way.
You're patronizing
bro.
Me no, now. No, I appreciate it.
You guys are literally overachieving.
No,
but,
we are.
But in the best way possible. What I'm saying is don't spoil it by, you know, a fake run. Typically, the Cardinals aren't going to do that. They're a well-run organization. You're not going to, you know, blow this chance to have a really good future here in a couple of years just because, you know, you've overachieved right now.
Historically, they have overachieved. Like when they won that
2011.
Title, you know, they were a wild card team, if I remember. 2006. A lot of these teams have overachieved over the years. They just happen to win a lot of world championships.
For my team, meanwhile, add a starter because we're down two right now and a bullpen guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then go see if you can beat the Phillies and the
pieces.
Dodgers. Go see because that offense
is great
unbelievable.
Team.
That
great
offense
team.
Unbelievable. 11 runs. In a couple of games against the Cardinals, including 8 home runs record for
Congrats
the Cubbies.
Congrats to your Cubbies.
Thank you. I told you, I mean, it's going to be from a humble place today, though.
I know, it's good.
Yeah. Jeff Calkins, we appreciate him joining us. Should have John Martin back tomorrow. Make sure you stay tuned for Jeffrey Wright and Company. For Brett, I'm Jason. We're going.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN. For 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.